And I tell him, man, Jesus loves you. It's important to love on everybody. And he's like, oh, thanks. Thanks. You're a good guy. I said, yeah. If you knew me before, because I was a drug addict for 22 years, I wasn't a good guy. I hurt everything and everyone I touched. I was like a freight train from hell, an open kingdom for hell to flow through. And now God has taken the very thing that thumped my life to turn around and destroy that very thing. Because he's glorious and he can. Amen? She comes back, and I told this guy about the guy with the muscular dystrophy, and he just looked at me, the Muslim guy. And he goes, you're the man. I said, no. He said, look, Jesus is the man. I said, do you think? I said, do you guys believe that he was just a man? However, he was a man full of God. I said, and he paid the price. He got the open witness to him because things are happening. He's seeing them. He wants to know why. So she comes back to the ice thing, and she's crying. I said, honey, what's wrong? She was like, I need you to pray for my family. She's crying. So we prayed for her family, for stuff that's going on. And she and I had a word about her husband, and we shared that. And we prayed, and she's just, oh, I love you. And she's just, man, she's just really freaking out. But that's what we, look, we need to be the light in this world. When the places get darker, we get brighter. When you go into a pitch black room and you're a bright light, the black has to go. Right? Okay. I'll share one more. I saw some guy that had nerve damage in both his ears, and he had like 10% hearing. Watched his ears pop open in the parking lot of a beer distributor this week. But it's pretty neat. And his arthritis left, completely left. No one has heel spurs here, do they? Do you? Awesome. I mean, you're going to touch them. Yeah. Let's do that. Can I get some people?